it's time for the celebrity snitch. Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
Well, what's the deal, Pickles? Because it ain't kosher. It's sour for this incoming circus time.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Friday, Hug.
And here's what's happening in the funny chair, Roy Woods Jr.
Huggy, what's good on this payday, baby?
Is it payday soon?
No, not for us.
That motherfucker get paid every week.
Okay.
Hey, did I tell y'all a brand new MGM casino just opened up in the DMV?
I heard.
OMG, Tom. We haven't been this excited since we first got RG3. You know, that was a long ass time ago, y'all. Oh, this casino is like we have another sports team to cheer for. Let's just hope the casino have a winning record. Anyway, let's count down this week's contenders. Contender number one, 73-year-old baby daddy Mick Jagger. Mick's 29-year-old girlfriend just had a baby. So this is his eighth child.
Yeah.
Eight is enough, Mick Van Patten. See what I did there? Papa was a rolling stone. His oldest kid was 40 and grown. Silver contender number two, Soulja Boy. Two words, Soulja Boy. Contender number three, my Wizards for not giving John Wall any help after he scored a career high 52 points. Scoring 52 points and your team losing is just like having two hookers in your hotel room and running out of money and chasing them down the hallway. Anyway, contender number four, Ben Carson, a.k.a. the Neuro Whisperer, a.k.a. Blinky Spice. So Ben Carson, the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, you know, the petty pumpkin, welcomed this peculiar Negro to his medicine cabinet along with Mad Dog Adderall. So anyway, Ben there lied about that, put the baking soda on his childhood stories that he grew up in public house. Come to find out, Keith is more urban than that. That Mufasa will fit in nicely with the Lion King. Contender number five, Cuba Gooding Jr. Or should I say Cuba Gooding Drunk. Cuba Gooding Jr. got so twisted at a design award event and told everybody he was drunk, mother alpha, deal with it. Then he criticized the box lunch and said, I thought BET was cheap. You only throw BET under the bus in front of us, right. KC JoJo Jr. Contender number seven, the Grammy Country Committee for rejecting Beyonce's song, Daddy Lessons. Have y'all heard about this?
Yes.
I don't know why they didn't consider it, so I like Daddy Lessons. And she even did a duet with Caitlyn Jenner's favorite group, you know, the Dixie Chicks. Donald Trump, you are the Bama of the week. He lied about Born being $4 billion. It was $170 million. Then he tweeting and beefing about the United Steelworker Chuck Jones and put him in harm's way. And this mofo still want to be the executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
Bigot, please.
Bigot,
you
please.
Are the Bama of the week. Next Saturday, me and Chris Paul, Judd Pooh, Big Doug, and Sterling, two shows at the studio. Come on out. Enjoy your weekend.